Here's a question from the Annals of Odd Mammal Behavior. What animal feeds on beer but never appears drunk? Scientists have found the answer in the rainforest of Malaysia, as Michelle Trudeau now reports.
This little critter, the pentail tree shrew, is about 4 inches long and weighs just a few ounces. Frank Wiens, a biologist from Bayreuth University in Germany, lived in the tropical forest of western Malaysia studying these tiny mammals and describes them.
It looks like a mix between a squirrel and a mouse. And then they have this very strange naked tail, but the tip looks like a bird feather.
With big eyes that face forward and tiny grasping fingers and toes, the tree shrew is an evolutionary cousin of primates. These little guys are nocturnal, spending most nights out in the jungle drinking nectar.
They walk up and down the cluster of flowers and lick off nectar from the different flower buds.
But they have one favorite food source, the Bertam palm, whose flowers, Wiens can attest, have a very strong and distinctive smell.
They smell like a brewery.
In fact, the flower buds function as brewing chambers, having been invaded by species of yeast that ferment the nectar into frothy alcohol.
The maximum alcohol concentration that we recorded was 3.8%. Well, that's in the range of a beer.
And the tree shrew spends several hours each night drinking this palm beer. Wiens calculates the tree shrew is imbibing what would be the human equivalent of 9 glasses of wine an evening. However, the pentail tree shrew shows no signs of being drunk.
They move normally on the palm when they go for the nectar, so there are no signs of motor incoordination or other odd behaviors. They just move as efficiently as they would on any other tree.
Wiens says there are no pentail tree shrews in captivity, so it's not been possible to do lab tests of intoxication. But he says it would be way too risky for a little mammal in the wild to be tipsy or drunk with jungle predators lurking about. So he speculates the tree shrew probably has a specially evolved metabolism that detoxifies the alcohol quickly, keeping the alcohol concentration in the brain very low.
They are able to detoxify the alcohol more efficiently than we do.
Frank Wiens' study appears in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.